talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Can go to take this off my shoulders. Someone take me home. Home, a place where I can go to take this off my shoulders. Someone take me home.
Look, I didn't power through the struggle just to let a little trouble knock me out of my position and interrupt the vision. After everything I witnessed, after all of these decisions, all these miles, feet, they can't add up to the distance that I have been through just to get to a place where even if there's no closure, I'm still safe. I still ache from trying to keep pace. Somebody give me a sign, I'm starting to lose faith.
Tell me, how did all my dreams turn to nightmares? How did I lose it when I was right there? Now I'm so far that it feels like it's all gone to pieces. Tell me, why the world never fights fair? I'm trying to find
a place. Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. That was Machine Gun Kelly, the ex-ambassadors, and BB Rexha with Home, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Christine Sinanen. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is happening next weekend, January 24th through the 26th, at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston, and also the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August, and the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which happens every April. Well, today's show is being sponsored by Patriot Blinds and More, and we're very proud to have Patriot Blinds and More as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening next weekend. And in a couple minutes, we'll be talking to Daniel James with Patriot Blinds and More. Also, Bethany Beach with Century Glass, and Century Glass is going to be giving away one of the three different $2,000 home improvement prize packages that three lucky locals will each be winning next weekend at the Charleston Home and Design Show. Century Glass is giving away a $2,000 heavy glass shower enclosure. And so if you're looking to maybe convert to a walk-in shower, and you like the look of that and that big thick heavy glass on the walls, that's it's a great look. Everybody's going to that these days. You can win a $2,000 shower enclosure, glass shower enclosure from Century Glass, and we'll be talking to Bethany Beach about that. Also, we'll be talking to Shoshana Rychek and of Shelf Genie, and Shelf Genie is also one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show next weekend. And then finally, we've got a phone interview with custom builder and remodeling contractor Kevin Kalman of Kalman Construction and Remodeling. And Kevin Kalman is going to be putting on one of the seminars, the free seminars at the Charleston Home and Design Show next weekend. But I'm going to take a couple of minutes and just kind of go through what you're going to experience when you come to the Charleston Home and Design Show next weekend, January 24th through the 26th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Kind of going in chronological order. On Friday, we have free admission all day until 5:30. So the show opens at 11 a.m. to 5:30. So duck out of work a little early, or in Charleston, a lot of people have very light days on Friday. So you can come to the Charleston Home and Design Show from 11 a.m. until 5:30. Admission is completely free. and then also going on Friday, we've got Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are the free design consultations where you can sit with a professional interior designer or an architect and get free design advice. And these are 20 to 30 minute sessions that you can sit down with a professional interior designer or architect and get some great design advice. And now that doesn't sound like that much time, 20 to 30 minutes, but you'd be amazed. These interior designers and architects, they know time is money, and they're very, very efficient with their time in terms of what you can get accomplished in a short period of time. So free design consultations. If you want to make a design consultation, call Charleston Home and Design Magazine at 843-577-7652. That's 843-577-7652. We prefer that you set up a reservation in advance, but we always accommodate people at the show. If you just want to come to the show, we can help you out there too. And then what you're going to want to do is to make the most of your free design consultation. Maybe bring some of the like a room of a floor plan for a room, or if you have house plans, bring your house plans. Bring any photographs that you might have of your project or what you like to that you want to be integrate into your house. Any kind of cabinet samples or countertop samples, paint swatches, anything like that. Bring as much as you can to make the most of your design, your free design consultation with an architect or an interior designer. On Friday, also sticking with Friday, at 3 o'clock, we have a very, very important free seminar going on. It's our swimming pool panel of experts, and this is our second annual swimming pool panel of experts. It was very well attended at the show last year. We had about 30 prospective pool buyers in the audience, and we have the top pool companies who representatives that will be on hand, and we've asked them what are the most important questions that people should consider before taking the plunge and buying a pool. And so we're going to be asking these pool experts all of the different questions that that you need to know before you make a decision. And again, free seminar, swimming pool panel of experts, 3 o'clock on Friday, January 24th. And then the show closes at 5:30, regular show admission, and then we reopen at 6 o'clock from 6 to 9 for our VIP home show party, sponsored by Palmetto Surfacing, Cambria, and Advanced Window Fashions. And that does require a ticket. Tickets are only $15, and you can go to charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com, charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. Or we usually can have a few left over if you just come to the show. If you buy tickets at the show, they're $20 for the VIP home show party. Otherwise, you can get them in advance for $15. And there's heavy hors d'oeuvres, there's carving stations, there's an open beer and wine bar, premium beer and wine bar. And that all happens Friday from 6 to 9 for the VIP home show party at the Charleston Home and Design Show. Saturday morning, we kick things off at 10 a.m., and is when the show opens. And if you're one of the first 200 families to come to the Charleston Home and Design Show on Saturday, January 25th, you will walk away with a free Tervis tumbler and lid. And we're very proud to be working with Kathy Swink with the Tervis shop on Church Street downtown. And this is, I think, our third or fourth year of doing this. She always helps us to make this promotion possible. The first 200 families will walk away with a free Tervis tumbler and lid, and everybody knows the name Tervis, and that's good quality. Starting at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Again, we've got the free design consultations happening on Saturday and Sunday, And then we start our free seminars going on. I mentioned Kevin Kalman. He'll be doing a seminar called Where Did All My Money Go? A Forensic Look at a Kitchen Remodel. And that's at 12 noon, free seminar on Saturday. Then on at 1 o'clock on Saturday, January 25th, another free seminar, Sustainable Landscape Design that Transcends Style, and that's being presented by J.R. Kramer of Remark Landscape Architecture, and he's a landscape architect. At 2 o'clock on Saturday, January 25th, our next free seminar, Home Automation, How Lighting, Security, Temperature, and Window Treatments Can All Be Seamlessly Integrated, and that's being presented by Next Gen Automated. And then at 3 o'clock, our final free seminar of the day, Mini Split Systems, What Are They and Are They For You? And that's being presented by AirMax. And then the show closes at 6 o'clock on Saturday. By the way, admission both Saturday and Sunday is $7 per person. And if you come after 2 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday, admission drops to $2 per person after 2 o'clock. So, if you're a morning person, you'll pay the $7 per person. But if you come later, after 2 o'clock, you pay only $2 per person. On Sunday, the show opens at 11 a.m. with another big giveaway. We've got our Rewind candle giveaway, and so if you're one of the first 200 families when the show opens on Sunday, January 26th, that's next weekend, at 11 a.m., the first 200 families with paid admission to the show will get a free Rewind candle. And everybody is familiar with Rewind candles. They originated here in the Charleston area using used wine bottles from downtown restaurants. And now they're being sold, Rewind candles are being sold in retail shops around the country. And so they're very, very popular. This is about a $28 candle. It's top of the line. And if you're one of the first 200 families, you can get a free Rewind candle if you're one of the first 200 families to pay the $7 admission Sunday morning, January 26th, starting at 11 a.m. And then we've got the free design consultations going on Sunday as well. On 1 o'clock, we're very, very excited about this. You probably watch HGTV from time to time, and you see the commercials this time of year for their Dream Home 2020 giveaway. And we've asked the builder, Chris Dalzell of Shoreline Construction in Hilton Head. He constructed this year's Hilton Head HGTV Dream Home, and he's gonna come for a free seminar at 1 o'clock on Sunday, January 26th, to talk about what it was like to build an idea house like this. And you can register with HGTV to win the Dream Home and also a prize package. It's all worth over $2 million that they're going to be giving away in February. So it's pretty cool. We'll be talking to the builder of the HGTV Dream Home. At 2 o'clock, we have another free seminar going on, How Your Home Can Survive the Low Country Weather Elements Without Having to Repaint Frequently. And that's being presented by our good friends at Carolina Machine Finishing. And then at 3 o'clock, a very interesting seminar. We have asked Christina Butler. She's a professor of historic preservation at the American College of Building Arts to do a seminar called Charleston's Master Builders and Their Enslaved Artisans, a historical look back at the construction of Charleston's historic homes. And that's happening, the free seminar, at 3 o'clock on Sunday, January 26th. You know, we couldn't have the show without the help of our sponsors. And I just want to mention them: Advanced Window Fashion and Cambria Countertops and Pomodo Surfacing. They're sponsoring the VIP home show party on Friday evening from 6 to 9. Sponsors of the show in general, Closets by Design, Charleston Amish Furniture, Express Sunrooms, Melser Tile, The Post and Courier, ABC News 4, 94.3 WSC, the station we're listening to now is one of our sponsors we're very proud of, Patriot Blinds and More, and Shelf Genie are all sponsors. And I just want to say thank you to all of them for stepping up and making the show possible. I'll tell you some of the really cool things that I like about the Charleston Home and Design Show. You know, this time of year, everybody has a project, and so it just makes sense to come to the Charleston Home and Design Show. We've got over 100 A-list local contractors that will be on hand. They're literally picking up their showrooms and bringing them down to the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston for the weekend. They're giving up their weekend, volunteering their weekend so that they can offer expert advice to you. And there's so much going on. You can come to the show for free on Friday from 11 a.m. until 5:30. I mentioned the three lucky locals that are each going to win a $2,000 home improvement prize package. Besides Century Glass and that custom glass shower enclosure, also Backyard Retreats is giving away a $2,000 premium outdoor furniture package, and First Class Painting and Restoration is giving away a $2,000 painting package. But everybody has a project this time of year, and so it really does make sense for about the amount of time that you'd spend maybe going out to dinner or maybe dinner and a movie, come to the Charleston Home and Design Show and meet all of the experts that you're going to need to make your project possible. In fact, what we promote in our marketing for the Charleston Home and Design Show happening next weekend, find inspiration and find solutions and find the perfect contractor, find your next contractor at the Charleston Home and Design Show. And we have a lot of new folks. Maybe you've only been in Charleston for a couple years or so, and you may not have know who to call to make some of your projects possible. But come to the Charleston Home and Design Show, and you will find everything that you need to make your project possible. It's happening all next weekend at the Charleston Home and Design Show, January 24th through the 26th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Go to charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com, charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is being sponsored by Patriot Blinds and More, and we are very proud to have Patriot Blinds and More as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. It's coming up next weekend, January 24th through the 26th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with the owner of Patriot Blinds and More, Daniel James. How are you, Daniel?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Tim.
Sure. Daniel, take a moment and tell everybody about Patriot Blinds.
Well, we do everything window treatment related, even do retractable awnings as well, but from plantation shutters to smart home shades to cordless shades, blinds, window tinting, we do it all. And draperies and balances. If it has to do with the interior side of a window, we pretty much do it, in addition to, like I say, retractable awnings as well.
Very good. How did you come up with the name Patriot Blinds?
Well, our company, one of our core values is doing everything we can each day to be conscientious of giving back to our service members and our military in every way we can, whether it be taking care of government active duty, our local service members here, whether it be fire departments, police departments, and just all they do to keep us safe, and the wonderful job they do day in and day out, risking their lives for our safety. Mm-hmm. And it can often be a very thankless job, and we want them to know in our little ways as that we can how much we appreciate them. And our company, we have multiple veterans in our company. There's very few people in our company that don't have a close connection with our military, mm-hmm. and whether it be a father, a grandfather, a spouse. And like I say, we also have multiple veterans on our staff as well. So, it's a strong and very near to dear core value of our company. And gotcha. That's really where the name kind of came from.
Well, that's great. That's great that you respect veterans and showing your patriotism. How many different markets is Patriot Blinds and More in?
Oh, we have a warehouse in Mount Pleasant, services the Mount Pleasant, Charleston, Somerville area. We also have a location in Myrtle Beach, Wilmington, and Jacksonville, and New Bern.
Okay.
So really the whole North and South Carolina coast. We started in Jacksonville, North Carolina, but Charleston is already our number one market, and mm-hmm. it's where we anticipate seeing the most growth from. It's a market that is more geared towards wanting the smart home shades and the things that we provide that maybe more entry-level companies cannot.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of smart homes, talk about how Patriot Blinds and More can help homeowners create a smart home with their window treatments.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the possibilities are really endless now, Tim. I mean, if you can imagine it, you can do it with smart home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you want to pull up in the driveway and have your phone's location cause your doors to unlock and your window shades to go up and the lights to come on and the dog to be let out the back door, I mean, you can do it. Like, it's so once you connect your shades to a smart home hub, literally the possibilities are endless. Now, most people don't go to that extent. Most people want something very simple, like, hey, I'd like for the shades to go down when the sunlight's coming in the room.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Or maybe I'd like the shades to go up in the morning and let the light into the bedroom and really be woken up the way God intended us for to be waking up, with natural light rather right. than an alarm beep, beep, beep in my ear, you know. And so most of the time people are really dipping their toe in the water with smart home, and I think that's totally fine, because just a small bit of capability can be really life-changing. To be able to go on vacation with ease and not worry about somebody scoping out the house saying, oh, no one's been active there for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
You could control your shades on a vacation in Italy and say, oh, let me go ahead and send those up and down. That way it gives the appearance somebody is home.
Right, right.
And the energy efficiency, too, of, oh, I left home and I didn't take time to put those shades down because I was in a rush and I had my coffee in my hand. No bother. Let me just go on my phone here and put everything down with mm-hmm. the push of one button. It's a wonderful thing. And we really liken it very much to the same way television remotes
mm-hmm.
thought, well, I don't need a remote. I can get up and change the channel. And then a few years went by and the remotes started becoming more popular. And then it kind of was like, well, if we can't find the remote, we're not watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the direction that window treatments are very much going. when you have more and more windows in a room and being able to control them easily all at once is mm-hmm. it's a big thing.
Mm-hmm. Is it necessary to run extra wiring and hire an electrician to run wiring through the walls and so forth in order to connect to these automated window treatments?
That's an awesome question. It's absolutely not necessary, but it can be done that way too. So the majority of the shades we do are actually battery powered. And you would think, well, can a battery power a shade like that? In some cases, we get 2 to 3 years out of life on a battery. And now they even have rechargeable options as well. Some products even come with solar powered. So in most cases, in an existing home, it's not going to be practical to run the wiring at that stage. And there's not going to be any significant downsides to do going with battery powered, because the technology there has just gone leaps and bounds from where it was 10 years ago. But yes, we can also do the wiring too, and that's generally going to be in the early construction stages that we're coming in and helping somebody with the product planning with that, working with their electrician to know what type of wire and where it needs to be run. And we take that all very seriously and make sure that we acknowledge, okay, we're the experts here, so we need to help our customers have this off their plate,
mm-hmm.
Find out what their needs are, and then we take it from there. They really, I tell people all the time, as I say, well, we're not sure what we want yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, if you're waiting until you're sure what you want to call us, then you're waiting until it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
You need to call us knowing that you need something, and it's our job to help you find that right path there. And so same thing with the wiring. Once we kind of find out what stage a customer's at, we can determine what's kind of best for them on mm-hmm. on that.
So if it's new construction, if the walls are open, it's preferred to run some hard wires.
I always love a direct connection with the wire.
Right.
that means that even in 2-3 years, I'm not having to replace that battery. But that being said, it's the majority, I'd say almost 80% of what we do is battery powered. So by no means are they missing the boat or anything without it.
Talk about you mentioned the energy efficiency of window treatments, but that's not something when people think when energy efficiency, they think maybe insulation or maybe a high efficiency heat pump for their HVAC. But window treatments can really help a home become more energy efficient, right?
Absolutely. Well, not only can they help, but they are one of the first lines of defense. So approximately 60% of your heat loss gain comes from your windows and your doors. So, I mean, that's a humongous number. If you think about some of the older homes we have here in downtown Charleston, one of the first things people look at is like, oh, how are we going to manage these single pane windows? They just don't keep the house heated or cooled, whatever it may be. So in that situation, one of the best things you can do is put an energy efficient shade. It might not be practical to replace those windows. Also, it could take away from the gorgeous look of those old single pane windows that have the true glass that you can just see the unique texture that you can't find anymore. And they want to keep that integrity there. But so then it's, well, what can we do to help this while still maintaining the integrity of that early 1800s window? And so cellular shades are a wonderful fit because they're extremely energy efficient. They have a high R value, which is how you measure insulating purposes. And then they also disappear really well, which is one of my favorite things about them, is sometimes I don't want to see them and I don't want them down. It's an overcast day today and I'm not really getting too much sun in here. I'm fine. You can push them up out of the way and they're gone. So they significantly affect your electric bill. There and different products have different energy efficiency levels, and we work with our clients to make sure that we help find the right product for their needs and what they're looking for, style and energy efficiency.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Patriot Blinds and More?
Well, you can visit our website, patriotblinds.com, no and more on the website, so it's just patriotblinds.com. You can visit us at the Charleston Home Show upcoming in January. We're very excited about that. We'll be sort of positioned in the center of the main ballroom, right on the end cap of a aisle there, a double booth, plenty of samples for you to come by and visit us. But patriotblinds.com will lead you to our phone numbers, our emails, and everything there. It gives you a brief assortment, but really we're geared, we have complimentary consultations, and we bring a full mobile showroom to you with an expert designer. We don't have any entry-level salespeople. Our designers, this is what they eat, sleep, and breathe, and they enjoy helping you find the right product. All the time we get the feedback of, I had no idea it was this extensive and there was these many options, but you made it so easy. And that's what we love to hear, because that's what our goal is we want to be able to help take people to a design level that they didn't even think they were going to be able to get to. And what's crazy is we offer that as a complimentary service. We don't charge a dime to come out and do that. Countless hours and dollars are put into training our designers to make sure that they're on the cutting edge every day.
Very good. All right. Well, we have been talking with Daniel James, with the owner of Patriot Blinds and More, and we're very proud to have Patriot Blinds and More as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. It's coming up next weekend, January 24th through the 26th. And visit charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com for more information. Thanks so much. And today's radio show is sponsored by Patriot Blinds and More, and they are a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show next weekend, January 24th through the 26th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking to Bethany Beach with Century Glass, one of the vendors at the Charleston Home and Design Show. How are you, Bethany?
Great, Tim. Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. In a moment, this is, I guess, what they call a tease. In a moment, I'm going to tell our listeners about the shower enclosure that Century Glass will be giving away at the Charleston Home and Design Show. But so hold on for that. But Bethany, you take a moment and tell everybody about Century Glass.
Okay. Well, we're a locally owned custom glass company. And we have three locations, two in Columbia, one in Charleston, 8020 Dorchester Road, across from Bosch, come out and see our showroom. We have over 20 beautiful showers on display there. And we've been in business since 1991. And whether new construction or remodel, we can install any type of shower glass enclosure you want. Mm-hmm. Our estimates are free and obligation free. And we also offer some other unique services. Diamond Fusion, we can apply. It's a coating. It's for low maintenance. It prevents buildup of soap scum and hard water stains, making it easier to clean and to clean less often. And we are so excited about the upcoming home show. We're going to be showcasing a new shower, which is my favorite right now. It's called the Cambridge. Pretty new to the glass industry. You know the barn-style doors mm-hmm. that are very popular right now? We have the original one where just one panel slides, but this Cambridge, both door slide. Mm. It is great for tight spaces.
Nice.
When you have to worry about a toilet being in the way or some other sort of plumbing. Mm-hmm. So it is, it's a beautiful shower.
And this new shower door that you're showcasing at the Charleston Home and Design Show, it's kind of like a barn door where you mm-hmm. can see the hardware and stuff like that.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, neat.
Yes. Yes. And speaking of different styles of showers, we can do anything you want from the frameless. And as you know, that's a clean and elegant look with a minimal visible hardware or bracket showing. It's great for natural light to come through, gives an appearance of a much bigger space. And we use either clips or U-channels. And those are to secure the glass from the ceiling, wall, floor, whatever. We also do the semi-frameless, which that's also a great touch for any bathroom. They're typically cost a little less, but they have metal around the structure, but not metal around the entire door. Mm-hmm. So
Bethany, somebody has maybe a tub shower combo, or maybe they have like a big garden tub in their bathroom, and they really want a nice walk-in shower. Kind of describe what Century Glass will do to help with a project like that.
We provide the glass and the hardware that goes on the glass. So your tile company or stone cut, whatever you're using for your surround, they go in and put that in first. Mm-hmm. And that has to be in before we come out and measure. Mm-hmm. The measurement has to be perfect. So that small little, you know, even if it's a grout line, it can make a difference. Mm-hmm. So we are the last to come out and we measure. And then we discuss what style you like. And also our trained technicians can give great suggestions on what's going to work best there also.
What's the biggest shower enclosure that you can think of that Century Glass has been involved with?
You know, a trend right now is going all the way to the ceiling. And with that, we need a thicker glass, mm-hmm. but it is beautiful. Mm. It is beautiful. We're also seeing some trends where, like in Europe, where they don't want a door. And I will tell you this. Often we go back and put it a door mm-hmm. when it is a neat look, but having that door is nice to get warm and
especially wintertime.
And then say you're not doing a huge remodel, but you want to bring a new modern look to your bathroom. It's a simple thing to do for us to come out and replace your shower curtain with a frame door. Mm. And it's a minimal, you know, construction process, and it gives a nice updated look.
Mm.
We also can provide ADA compliant shower enclosures. So if you're having safety concerns, come, you know, give us a call and we can guide you through that process also.
Mm, excellent. What else, what other products does Century Glass offer?
Well, we're sticking with showers right now, we really can take care of most your glass needs mm-hmm. from mirrors, patio doors, fogged windows, auto, commercial. But back to showers, we provide all the finishes that you would want to for your glass.
Mm-hmm.
And some trends we are seeing, actually what's very popular right now, are matte black finishes.
Mm-hmm.
And the black is in keeping with the modern and industrial look that's popular right now, but some other benefits. The matte finishes are great for resisting fingerprints and smudges. And we keep those popular finishes in stock. Mm. And that really speeds up the turnaround time for the complete project to be done mm-hmm. on our part. Mm-hmm. Sometimes hardware, you know, one of those small details that, you know, you don't think about. But things get back ordered mm-hmm. popular with suppliers. So we keep those popular ones in stock.
Is there any danger with like a big glass shower wall breaking or anything, cutting people?
We use tempered glass. So if that's why measurements are so important, though, mm-hmm. because it really should never happen mm-hmm. when the measurement is correct. But should it happen, it will break in a way because it's tempered glass where it is not going to severely hurt you.
It's not shards exactly. of glass or exactly. like you might see in old windows and things like that.
Exactly. Yeah. It is safe.
Gotcha.
Glass showers are very safe.
Very safe. Yeah. And we got our glass shower enclosure from Century Glass over 10 years ago. And there's been a couple of times where I've kind of slammed the glass shower door accidentally and been like, oh my gosh, I didn't mean to do that. And no problems
right.
at all.
Right. It really is constructed to, and that's why when I was just talking about being the last to measure to come in, that is one reason why measurements are so important.
We're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask, what about cleaning the glass shower enclosure?
That's why we offer a great product called Diamond Infusion, and y'all come by the show because I love demonstrating that. It's really neat to see, and that does make cleaning so much easier. But do not use harsh products on your glass. Really, a mild. Like Dawn and water. I mean, that does the job, but really that Diamond Fusion really eliminates
the water just beads up on
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Makes it easy to clean.
Think of Rain-X, those benefits, but never use Rain-X on your shower. It's very
right.
slippery.
Well, let's get to the awesome free shower enclosure that Century Glass will be giving away at the Charleston Home and Design Show in January 24th through the 26th. Somebody local, some lucky local, is going to win this $2,000 free shower enclosure. Talk about that a little bit.
We're really excited about that. We love the being a part of the process of a home, you know, making bathroom dreams come true with what you're visioning. So we are really excited to be a part of that. And we will come out. Again, our skilled technicians will discuss what's best for their space. Mm-hmm. And they can come out of our showroom, too, and look at, you know, over 20 showers also.
Gotcha.
But it will be totally custom because that's what we do, showers.
And depending, you know, I'm not going to put you on the spot, but an average shower wall might run about $2,000.
Absolutely.
Right?
That's a great price.
So it's not like
I would love
to
win it. That is a great
pocket.
Price.
Yeah, for sure. Well, how can folks get more information about Century Glass?
Go to www.centuryglasssc for South Carolina. .com or call our showroom at 843-614-4628.
And Century Glass, you have an awesome showroom on Dorchester Road.
Across from Bosch.
How many different shower vignette glass shower?
About 20
vignettes on display. Mm-hmm. So you can choose exactly the style you want.
Absolutely.
Sorry, go ahead.
I also wanted to throw it out there. We do auto glass also. So if you have a crack or a repair, this is a great month to do it because we're offering free windshield protect, which is almost like the Diamond Fusion I was telling you about. Mm-hmm. It really helps repel water, and it helps with glare, mm-hmm. night vision. So it is a great product that we will apply free for right now.
Excellent. Very good. Well, we have been talking with Bethany Beach with Century Glass, and come out and see Century Glass at the Charleston Home and Design Show, January 24th through the 26th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Thanks, Bethany.
Thank you, Tim.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is being sponsored by Patriot Blinds and More, and we're very proud to have Patriot Blinds and More as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. And now we're talking with Shoshana Rychek with Shelf Genie. How are you, Shoshana?
Doing great, thank you.
Good. Shoshana, take a moment and tell everybody about Shelf Genie.
Oh, fantastic. Yes, I've been with the company going on 7 years now, and it's getting really exciting because people who have used our services in the past are starting to call back to do more work with us. The Shelf Genie company, we retrofit, so many times people don't want to change out cabinetry or add cabinetry. They just need to improve the function and accessibility in their kitchen or bathroom, pantry, a closet. We can go into any of these spaces and build out vertical panels and add glide outs, or most of the time we don't need to do that. We can use the existing walls of a cabinet or the existing walls of a pantry or a drywall pantry, create glide outs, create more storage space that's easier to get to on 100-pound shelving, glide-out shelving that is just fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I think sometimes people get used to suffering. I think that's true of maybe some of the folks that live up north. They just suck it up every day and say, okay, it's gonna be freezing cold when I get into my car. They just kind of get used to the suffering. And I think that's true maybe with some folks who maybe don't have pull-out shelves in their kitchen. They just know that they're going to have to get down on their hands and knees and to search for pots or pans or whatever items might be in the lower base cabinets at in their kitchen, and they may not know that they could end that suffering, and Shelf Genie can help them.
You're so right, and the older we get, I mean, it doesn't have to start real old, but the older we get, the easier it is to pull little muscles in our back. We're just not as limber as we used to be. We sit a lot. So taking a lot of that activity out of context, just going under your kitchen counter, which you don't typically do anymore, that kind of work is most people aren't really cut out for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm thinking of my mother in particular. She lives in Mount Pleasant, just turned 78, and I saw her get down on her hands and knees to try to get something out of, and she couldn't find a frying pan or something like that. It probably was there. She just couldn't get to it. And, you know, she's a good example of somebody who needs Shelf Genie and those nice pull-out shelves. And talk about the pull-out shelves themselves. So what will people experience when they have the Shelf Genie pull-out shelves at home?
Sure. Yeah, we measure to the millimeter, which is unique. And it's a fine measurement. We custom make every one of our glide outs. We use 100-pound capacity rails. We have three options. We have a designer series that has four different colors with solid wood. We have our classic, which includes a melamine bottom that doesn't scratch, stain, or warp. And both of those have a lifetime warranty. And then we have one that's a little more budget-friendly, that's mostly plywood made with still 100-pound capacity full extension rail. All the rails are full extension. So we will go in, and we don't just provide a glide out, and this is a big deal. I'm an organizational designer. I've been able to coin that name because of Shelf Genie. And I go into somebody's space and I can immediately understand what they have. Now I have to help them figure out where's the smartest place to store it, because I don't want to give them solutions for areas without really thinking through how should they be using that area. So we go through, where's your prep area? Where's your baking area? Where do you like to keep your pots and pans? Where do you do certain things? And once we get through that, then I can say, okay, so then these things need to go here and these need to go there. And we start moving things around on paper. And then I can design beautiful solutions for them to then rearrange their kitchen. And I will say, in my full 6 years of business with this company, only 7 clients out of many hundreds have started working on their reorganization while I was there doing their design. Mm. And that's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm, definitely. 100-pound capacity, what does that translate to in terms of pots, pans, items
sure.
that people might put under their...
Yeah, like your typical very heavy blender might be 15 to 20 pounds. So imagine 4 or 5 of those, you know, 5 mm-hmm. on a shelf.
So you could put a 15-pound blender...
Le Creuset pot.
Yeah, okay.
Those are very heavy.
Yeah.
And those could be 7 or 8 pounds.
mixing a mixer and mixing bowls and things like
that. All of it, yeah. And we can go up to 40 inches in any direction. So we can go wide, we can go high, we can do all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. We don't typically have a 40-inch request for an edge. That would be ridiculous. But the width and the depth,
mm-hmm.
Those 40 inches in any way. And then the depth, you know, a lot of people need some height if they're going to store like Tupperware type things. You want to, sometimes people just like to throw them in a drawer. Mm-hmm. They don't have a drawer. So we create a drawer. And we can do all kinds of fun things. We can do things with slopes. So it's low in the front, especially as you get higher. And then it would slope upward in the back to prevent something from falling over the back. But yet you have that height to put something lightweight higher up. And that's mm-hmm. the other thing we do. We say, okay, let's get your lightweight stuff higher up and your heavier stuff easier to reach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. And how deep would maybe one of the glide outs be? So
well,
if you're...
I've done under stairways where they're like 44 inches deep. Most cabinetry, you're looking at about 22 to 23 inches deep, come right to the front, right behind the face mm-hmm. of the cabinet. A pantry is typically, you know, 23 to 28 inches deep, depending on the pantry.
Okay. Where else around the house have you installed Shelf Genie glide outs?
So hall closets, there's a great solution. Under your coats, mm-hmm. put some glide outs there for shoes because otherwise it's this big hole that gets piled high with stuff. Under stairways, we've cut out and put drawers. You might have seen something like that in Pinterest.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Also creating pantry environments and unusual spaces mm-hmm. just to better use them. Hall closets. I said pantries, bathrooms,
mm-hmm.
Under bathroom sinks. Those can be so difficult. We all have all these little things that we need to get to, and we don't all have a lot of drawers. So we can cut around the pipes and have a U-shaped glide out on top and a nice glide out on the bottom to hold all the tall sprays and things.
That's awesome. That's great. And besides glide outs, what are some of the other options that that Shelf Genie can help homeowners with?
Right. We've added to our accessories. We've added, as a glide out, we've added a wine glide out. It's a slotted glide out that will hold the wine bottles in place. We have slide out spice units that go in upper cabinets. We can do things. We work with RevaShelf, so we can incorporate RevaShelf products. We can create custom inserts made of solid wood for drawers. I was at a home yesterday, and their drawer must have been probably 42 inches wide and about 22 inches deep.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be creating some custom inserts so they can put spices and trivets and oven gloves in one drawer, and in another drawer, all of their cooking utensils mm-hmm. divided out.
That's excellent. And Shoshana, you mentioned that you've been with Shelf Genie for 7 years. Talk about your experience with callbacks and warranty issues and things like that.
Yeah, I stay with this company. This is actually going into my 7th year, and I would say in a given year, maybe 6 to 12 out of hundreds of a point, you know, hundreds of clients that need something. And they could have been with us. I've been with the company, like I said, going on 7, but we've been here in Charleston about 11 or 12 years. So that's over a 12-year period. Maybe a rail, maybe coffee grounds get stuck in a trash rail, or maybe a screw will come loose. It's not typical, and it's so rare.
Mm-hmm.
But on occasion, I don't think anything ever falls, but they will call us and just say, hey, I'm concerned about something. We'll go over there.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. We have a lifetime warranty on parts and labor.
Oh, I was just going to ask you that, how long the warranty is.
Yeah,
so it's lifetime. Interesting.
It depends on which product. So mm-hmm. the more affordable product is a 3-year. And I have actually had two of the styles in one of my homes that I rent out, and I've never had a problem with any of them.
Mm, Excellent. Well, that that says a lot, because renters can be rough on...
Exactly. And that's been for 6 years now.
Mm-hmm. And what if people are, they definitely want Shelf Genie glide outs and other products, but they maybe, you know, is there any kind of financing that's available or anything?
Yes, thank you. We have 0% financing options, and we're just rolling out a new program that I don't know enough about yet, but we've been offering it, and we're going to continue offering it at 0% for 18 months.
Excellent. Very good. Mm-hmm. Well, how can folks get more information about Shelf Genie?
Well, the best way is probably to call me directly, mm-hmm. and let me know that they heard about us through this radio show, through Charleston Home and Design. And my number is 843-670-1392. I'm happy to take the call. They can visit us online at shelfgenie.com/Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
That's our local site, and we are based out of Atlanta. But just mention Charleston Home and Design.
Excellent. Okay, very good. Well, we have been talking with Shoshana Rychek with Shelf Genie, and we're very proud to have Shelf Genie as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening January 24th through the 26th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Thanks so much, Shoshana.
Thank you.
And now joining us on the phone is Kevin Kalman with Kalman Construction. How are you doing, Kevin?
Great, Tim. Good to talk to you.
You too. Kalman Construction and Remodeling will be putting on a seminar at the Charleston Home and Design Show happening next weekend, January 24th through the 26th, at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And his seminar is called "Where Did All My Money Go? A Forensic Look at a Kitchen Remodel." And Kevin, that's a very interesting topic. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about that?
Well, everybody wants to know where all that money went, and I thought it was really important to take a look at a real case. This is a remodel that we have done, and to actually break out actual real numbers. And probably the only time anybody's ever going to get a chance to see a builder's real numbers, and to take a look at it and say, you know, here's where everything went. Here's what the estimate was. Here's where it ended up. You know, we hope to make this. This is what we made. And, you know, go from there. And, you know, there's a little bit of education in there as far as, you know, what insurance costs and overhead costs and how all that stuff impacts everything. And it'll be a good seminar. It'll be very informative, and I'm hoping people will come out for it.
Definitely. And this free seminar, it's part of a series of free seminars that we're doing at the Charleston Home and Design Show, starting on Friday at 3 o'clock with the swimming pool panel of experts. That's Friday at 3 o'clock. And we've gathered the top pool companies in Charleston to answer every question a prospective pool buyer should know before taking the plunge. That's on Friday at 3 o'clock. And then kicking off the free seminars on Saturday, January 25th, will be, 12 o'clock. That'll be Kevin Kalman with Kalman Construction and Remodeling. And Kevin, this is the third show that you folks have presented a seminar, and they've all been very, very informative. And when you approached us, I think the first time we said, you know, we've got this time slot still available. Sure, we'll give it a shot. But you always put on some really, really good informative seminars. They're not long. They're not boring. They're actually very interesting, and folks always have some good takeaways from them.
Well, we've never been accused of being boring. I can tell you that. we really have, this is the only job I've ever had. And I've been doing this since I was 7 years old, working for my dad. So I've got, you know, 50-something years of experience, you know, 40 real years if you want to count after I turned 20. And, the seminars that we do allow us to showcase some of the interesting ways that people can save money and still get still get good effects of interior trim and detailing and proportion. There's all kinds of ways to work around some of these issues. And that was the last one we did, and that was very well received. And it really, I think it helps everybody. We have, you know, some pretty decent photographs. And, you know, once you get a photograph up there and you start telling the story, the time just seems to go.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, good deal. Well, it should be a very interesting seminar. This time of year, everybody has a project around the house, and many of those projects are kitchen remodels. And so this will be an excellent opportunity for folks to really get a complete list of the different allowances from lighting and flooring and the appliances and plumbing fixtures and so on, all the things that go into a kitchen remodel, and then some of the hidden costs, some of the things that people aren't always aware of, and but their costs nonetheless. So that's going to be the free seminar, Where Did All My Money Go? A Forensic Look at a Kitchen Remodel. That's taking place Saturday at 12 noon, January 25th. And then at 1 o'clock, we have a seminar called Sustainable Landscape Design That Transcends Style. And that's at 1 o'clock, also free. At 2 o'clock, there's another free seminar, Home Automation, How Lighting, Security, Temperature, and Window Treatments Can All Seamlessly Be Integrated. And then at 3 o'clock on Saturday, Mini Split Systems, What Are They and Are They For You? And so a full schedule of seminars on Saturday. And also a good lineup on Sunday as well, and including... the builder of the HGTV Dream Home 2020 in Hilton Head. He's coming up to talk about what it's like to build one of these idea houses. And that's at 1 o'clock on Sunday. And again, all these seminars are free. And Kelman Construction and Remodeling also has a beautiful display inside Charleston Home and Design Show as well. So you'll be able to hear from Kevin during this seminar, and then also visit his display and talk to you and your wife as well.
Look forward to seeing you there.
All right. Well, we've been talking to Kevin Kalman with Kalman Construction and Remodeling. How can folks get in touch with you, Kevin, if they wanted to give you a call?
They can get to us online at kalmanconstruction.com, or they can get to us on the phone at the office at 843-452-6635.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, Tim. Have a good one.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com, home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.